9. The essence of religion. Theology deals with the intellectual content of religion, metaphysics, revelation, with the philosophic aspects. Religious experience is the spiritual content of religion. Notwithstanding the mythologic vagaries and the psychologic illusions of the intellectual content of religion, the metaphysical assumptions of error and the techniques of self-deception, the political distortions and the socio-economic perversions of the philosophic content of religion, the spiritual experience of personal religion remains genuine and valid. Religion has to do with feeling, acting, and living, not merely with thinking. Thinking is more closely related to the material life and should be in the main, but not altogether, dominated by reason and the facts of science and, in its non-material reaches toward the spirit realms, by truth. No matter how illusory and erroneous one's theology, one's religion may be wholly genuine and everlastingly true. Buddhism in its original form is one of the best religions without a god which has arisen throughout all the evolutionary history of Eurasia, although, as this faith developed, it did not remain godless. Religion without faith is a contradiction, without God, a philosophic inconsistency and an intellectual absurdity. The magical and mythological parentage of natural religion does not invalidate the reality and truth of the later revelational religions and the consummate saving gospel of the religion of Jesus. Jesus' life and teachings finally divested religion of the superstitions of magic, the illusions of mythology, and the bondage of traditional dogmatism. But this early magic and mythology very effectively prepared the way for later and superior religion by assuming the existence and reality of supermaterial values and beings. Although religious experience is a purely spiritual subjective phenomenon, such an experience embraces a positive and living faith attitude toward the highest realms of universe objective reality. The ideal of religious philosophy is such a faith trust as would lead man unqualifiedly to depend upon the absolute love of the infinite Father of the universe of universes. Such a genuine religious experience far transcends the philosophic objectification of idealistic desire. It actually takes salvation for granted and concerns itself only with learning and doing the will of the Father in paradise. The earmarks of such a religion are faith in a supreme deity, hope of eternal survival, and love, especially of one's fellows. When theology masters religion, religion dies, it becomes a doctrine instead of a life. The mission of theology is merely to facilitate the self-consciousness of personal spiritual experience. Theology constitutes the religious effort to define, clarify, expound, and justify the experiential claims of religion, which, in the last analysis, can be validated only by living faith. In the higher philosophy of the universe, wisdom, like reason, becomes allied to faith. Reason, wisdom, and faith are man's highest human attainments. Reason introduces man to the world of facts, to things. Wisdom introduces him to a world of truth, to relationships. Faith initiates him into a world of divinity, spiritual experience. Faith most willingly carries reason along as far as reason can go and then goes on with wisdom to the full philosophic limit. And then it dares to launch out upon the limitless and never-ending universe journey in the soul company of truth. Science, knowledge, is founded on the inherent, adjutant in spirit, assumption that reason is valid, that the universe can be comprehended. Philosophy, coordinate comprehension, is founded on the inherent, spirit of wisdom, assumption that wisdom is valid, that the material universe can be coordinated with the spiritual. Religion, the truth of personal spiritual experience, is founded on the inherent, thought-adjuster, assumption that faith is valid. That God can be known and attained. The full realization of the reality of mortal life consists in a progressive willingness to believe these assumptions of reason, wisdom, and faith. Such a life is one motivated by truth and dominated by love. And these are the ideals of objective cosmic reality whose existence cannot be materially demonstrated. When reason once recognizes right and wrong, it exhibits wisdom. When wisdom chooses between right and wrong, truth and error, it demonstrates spirit leading. And thus are the functions of mind, soul, and spirit ever closely united and functionally interassociated. Reason deals with factual knowledge, wisdom, with philosophy and revelation, faith, with living spiritual experience. Through truth man attains beauty and by spiritual love ascends to goodness. Faith leads to knowing God, not merely to a mystical feeling of the divine presence. Faith must not be overmuch influenced by its emotional consequences. True religion is an experience of believing and knowing as well as a satisfaction of feeling. There is a reality in religious experience that is proportional to the spiritual content, and such a reality is transcendent to reason, science, philosophy, wisdom, and all other human achievements. The convictions of such an experience are unassailable. The logic of religious living is incontrovertible. The certainty of such knowledge is superhuman. The satisfactions are superbly divine. The courage indomitable. The devotions unquestioning. The loyalty supreme. And the destinies final, eternal, ultimate, and universal. Presented by Melchizedek of Nebadon.